So last week we started to discuss the chiv of Suda on Shabbos. Chiv that one has to eat three Sudas on Shabbos. And we spoke about different dinim and different minhagim of the Suda. There's a halacha that at each Suda one's supposed to have lecha mishnah. We have two challahs to make a mitzi on two challahs as the zecha for the mon. To remember that two portions came down on Erev Shabbos, one for Friday and one for Shabbos. And it's important to know that according to many sheets, according to the Taz, the Chassam Sefer, and others, it's a din d'oraisa. Just like we mentioned last week, Suda, maybe a din d'oraisa is learned from Psukim. So too the din of Lecha Mishnah is a mitzvah min haTorah. That's where it goes back to. And the din of Lecha Mishnah is that we should have two shleimos over here. What's considered a shalem? So there are different sheets of what's considered shalem. Of course, the best thing would be is if it's complete, fully complete. But if it's missing a little piece, so then already it may not be shalem. But there is sheets that hold even if it's missing up to 1/48 of it, it's still considered shalem. Most paiskim consider it shalem if you go to a store and you see a challah with this little crumb or something missing from it, you wouldn't think twice, you consider it a shalem. You're not going to go to ask the storekeeper to give you off from the price because it's missing, so that's considered a shalem. Matzah also, the same thing, if it's missing enough that you would say, look, you gave me a broken matzah, then that's not called shalem. But again, there are shittas that hold that and has to be totally complete. So if you have complete matzahs, that's the best. But if not, then as long as it's not missing. By matzah, you have eitzah, you can burn the edge, and then it becomes like you rebaked it somewhat. But so there's any of two shleimas. Now, me'ikra din, one does not need to cut both chalas. And even more than that, me'ikra din, the din of lecha mishnah, is purely as a zecha for the month. Which means if, let's say, someone does not have two whole challahs that he wants to eat from. This comes up sometimes. There are people that cannot eat wheat, so they have other breads, but they only have slices of the other breads that they could eat. So, but they have two complete challahs made from wheat. So it's enough that you have those two challahs on the table as two shleimis, which are zecha for the mud, and then you make a mitzvah and you can eat from the slice of other bread. That's enough. But there is a mitzvah to eat from the Lecha Mishnah. One who could eat from Lecha Mishnah is a mitzvah to eat from Lecha Mishnah. And then there's a question, do I need to cut both of them or not? The Shbrua brings down a minik from the Gra, based on a Zoya, which the Rashba quotes, that there's an Indian to cut both challahs by each Suda. Because in the Zoya it's brought down that there's an Indian of 12 challahs. And there's different ways to learn the Zoya. The girl learned it, that it meant that if you, at each Suda, where you have two chals, if you cut both of them in half, so you have four for each Suda, 4 times 3 is 12. But the general meaning is that one does not need to cut both chals, especially if he's not going to end up eating both chals, it's just going to go to waste. So then ready, you cut one of them. Which one do you cut? So here also we have a minig that Friday night we cut the bottom challah, and Shabbos morning we cut the top challah. Therefore, Friday night the minig is that when you hold the challahs, the bottom challah should be sticking out a little closer towards you, so that you'll be able to get to it right away without going past the top one. You pull out the bottom one, you cut that one, unless you're going to cut both of them. That's the minig over here. The by challahs you can do whatever you want. Yeah, good question. You can do whatever you want. Now, once we're discussing the dinam of Hamaitzi, so I'd like to take the opportunity just to mention, in general, halacha is that negated to when one's making a bracha, especially when one's making Hamaitzi on bread, which is negated to throughout the week and also on Shabbos. So the halacha is that you should hold on to the bread, you should hold on to the challah or the bread with your 10 fingers. Brought down Shulchan Aruch with 10 fingers for a few reasons. Because there are 10 malachas that there are 10 mitzvahs that one's involved in from the time that you begin making the bread till it comes to your table. 10 different mitzvahs, or there's 10 words in the Bracha of Hamotzi, and then there's some other psukim, I think they have the number 10 in it. So there's in you to hold it with your 10 fingers, and on Shabbos to hold both chalas, and to lift it, and to hold it up, to hold the bread up, and when you say the name of Hashem, to raise it a little more. On Shabbos you raise both of them. We have also the mitzvah to have salt on the table. I think we mentioned this a little last week.
Shabbos, that since the Shabbos is 5 on each challah.
Yeah, with your 10 fingers, you're lifting up the challah. Yeah, yeah. Good point. There's a mitzvah to put salt on. Yeah. No, it means that it's being held by 10 fingers. It's in a practical way. It may mean 5 on each, but it's not dafka like that. I didn't really ask you if it's dafka 5 on 5. The idea is that it's being raised by 10 fingers, and then we say Hashem, you raise a little more. Then we have salt on the table. Since the shulchan is damit to mizbeach, like we mentioned last week, we have to treat it like a mizbeach. You're sitting on a mizbeach. So, and it says in the pasuk that with all the karbanos, melach, b'chol karbanecha takriv melach, salt was brought with all the karbanos. And I was eating, I was sitting at the table, it's like akravas akarban. So therefore we always have salt on the table, and our pikabala is brought down to dip the bread into the salt 3 times. Moshe writes that someone who does not dip it into bread, it's not that he's being oivar and isser, there's no isser, but if one could dip it into the salt, they should dip it into the salt. However, on Shabbos, there's a minik from the Chassam Seifa that since we didn't bring kabbanis on Shabbos, to have salt on the table, but not to dip it into salt. So therefore, each person follows the minhag of their family. Yeah.
Can someone sprinkle salt on top, or are you asking for the dip?
The lashon is litzbal, to dip. Three times, right. Right, the minhag is, the lashon is litzbal 3 times.
The only
kabbanis are the kabbanis of the tzibah, like tamid, and then like we say in tefillas musaf, right.
So if you don't have salt, you can dip it in something else.
If there is, depends on the reason for the salt. It's a good question. If we don't have salt, do we dip it into something else? So one reason for the salt is to give taste to the bread, but then you'll be able to dip it into anything else. But our bread already has taste without it, so then you don't even have to dip it in. You don't have to. Now, another interesting halacha is that it's brought down that it's toiv, it's a good thing to eat a kezayis of bread right after you make a moitzi, which obviously between the bracha and eating, we're not allowed to be mafsik, you're not allowed to talk, or you shouldn't even wait longer than what's needed between the bracha and a moitzi. And one should try to eat a kezayis. We mentioned last week that on Shabbos, one should chatrila eat a kebetzel, which is 2 kezayisim, right? 2 of the small matchbox sizes. But in general, even during the week, a kezayis. Now, before hamaitzi, during the week, if it's not a sandwich that you're going to bite into, if you're holding a roll or a challah that you're going to be cutting from, so you're supposed to cut it partially, not that it falls apart, so you still have a shalem, but you start to cut it, so that between the bracha and the eating, you'll be able to lessen the hefsik, you'll be able to just continue cutting, and it'll be easier to get to your piece, and it'll be quicker. However, on Shabbos, where we have this inyan of Lechem Mishnah, so even though it's still considered shalem, but for Lechem Mishnah, we want it to be complete. So on Shabbos, we don't cut it beforehand. Some have the minig brought down the Magen Avraham to give a little insertion on top to just go with the knife on top so that to break into it, so it'll be easier to cut into it. But again, this is only in minig. Some people hold that even that little cut one should not do on Shabbos. At the time of Hamaitzi, like by all brachas, the one that's making the Hamaitzi has to have kavanah to be Maitzi everyone else, and the people those that are being yoitza from the bracha have to have kavanah to be yoitza. Just end with one halacha that if, let's say, you wash your hands, You didn't get a chance to say al nitzis daim yet, the bracha al nitzis daim, or you didn't get a chance to dry your hands yet, and you hear that the one that's making amaitzi is starting to say amaitzi. So you can listen to amaitzi, and you can answer amen to the bracha, and be yaitzi with that with amaitzi, and then not to be mafsig until you eat something. But l'chatchila, of course, you should be already finished making the bracha of amaitzi daim and sitting at the table together with everyone when they're making the bracha of amaitzi. The same like we mentioned by Kiddush, everyone should be sitting together. So these are the halachas that come up with amaitzi. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos. I just wanted to make one reminder also that it's something that we're always mechazik on here in Yeshiva, that by davening from beginning of Baruch Shama until at least after Tachanun, one's not supposed to talk even 2-3 words, and also drinking is not allowed during that time. And during Berachas Krishma, it's brought down even not to motion with your eyes and your mouth. If there's a real cause, then maybe then it's allowed. But for sure, not to speak during that time. Have a wonderful Shabbos.